This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Next Saturday, September 23rd, there will be a tour of the Pine Creek community for a small group of people who've reserved their spot by making a donation to benefit the Restoration Fund for the Pine Creek Log Church, a project of Rose Oconee Historical Society. This little building is the oldest known church in Rose Oconee. Even though the people in this area had good relationships with the native people, the immigrants were subject to rumors, worries, and misunderstandings about them. One such rumor of upcoming trouble, about a year after the first settlers arrived, led the people of Pine Creek to quickly cut logs near their community to build a fort if needed. That scare was soon proven to be a misunderstanding, and no fort was built. Meanwhile, the settlers had been busy creating homes and breaking land for farms and had organized a church by the end of their first full year in Pine Creek, but had to do their worshiping in homes at first. With all those logs lying around, someone came up with the idea to build a church with them. Several of the settlers had very good skills from back home in Norway, and they all worked on the logs as they had time, smoothing them with axes and notching the ends for beautiful square corners. By 1894, that log building was finished and being used for church with simple benches to sit on. The building was also used for school for the growing community. Each family was asked to provide a desk for the school kids, and several of the desks are still in existence, although the desk tops, which were attached to the backs of the seats in the style of that day, were later cut off to provide more seating. Many of the immigrants had big families and small farms, and the population quickly grew as people claimed their homesteads. Homesteaders could claim 160 acres, and so several families could fit into a section of land. Soon the little log church was too small for the congregation, and a new church was built in 1908 with logs cut in Canada. That church is still being used by the Pine Creek people almost 110 years later, but now the congregation would probably fit in the old log church again. There are fewer families living in Pine Creek for many reasons. Smaller families with huge equipment can farm land that took dozens of people in the past. There are many other ways for them to make a living now, and very few young people want to be tied down by livestock and the daily work of managing a farm. So they move away, and the old farm sites are gradually taken down by ambitious farmers. This is the situation in most of our local communities. The only evidence of the large population Pine Creek once had is in the graveyard. My sister and I thought it would be a good time to share some of the history of Pine Creek's boom years before there are no people who can still remember and relate to it. If you'd like to get in on the tour, call the Rose Oconee Museum at 463-1918. We look forward to showing photos and hearing stories from the people on our tour as we drive around the community, reminiscing about the early days. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.